My fabulous wife, Eliza, has an opinion on everything. But she's not from here, and it's always been hard for her to get a grasp on what it means to be from the Lowcountry. So how can she explain the Lowcountry to you? She can't. The pluff mud is in my veins, not hers. This whole business of Lowcountry versus the rest of the state of South Carolina goes back several hundred years. All you have to do is visualize Charleston, South Carolina as the center of the universe. To know the holy city is to love her, but to understand her might take several lifetimes. In the best of seasons, Charleston is a dowager queen, but still plenty sexy and sultry despite the centuries of her age. She charms the hearts and souls of legions of visitors year after year. Tourists arrive in droves from all over the world, the same way they do any other world-class destination. They come with cameras and guidebooks and restaurant reservations to witness Charleston's illustrious history, her legendary beauty, and her unique way of life. These visitors confide to shopkeepers and guides that they are here just because they wanted to see what it felt like to be Southern, authentically Southern, a Lowcountry daughter or son. They seldom leave disappointed. However, in the height of summer, Charleston finds her ferocious core, breathing fire, bringing on swoons and foul moods. And perhaps most interestingly, because Charleston is a port city, once home to more brothels than churches, her sweltering season invites and coerces every flavor of dangerous seduction. She plays with your soul and doesn't care if you go to hell. You would return home to wherever you came from in a stupor. You've been kissed by the devil herself, and someday you'd be back for more. Charleston is as intoxicating as she is addictive. Here is how our friendship with the Landers family began. It was July 1st, 1994. Every detail of that day is as vivid as though it happened just yesterday. The temperature must have been close to 100 degrees and the sun was unrelenting. There was not a wisp of a cloud in the sky. I was poolside reading a novel with one ear cocked toward the background laughter and taunts of my young twin sons and enjoying a well-deserved vacation. Having lived almost every day of my life in the Lowcountry, I was only too aware of the dangers of extreme heat, but I stupidly believed I was immune to heat stroke, melanoma, or seductive temptations. Despite pretty humble origins, I liked to think of myself as a gentleman, and okay, maybe sometimes I was a little smug. Still, I was usually smart enough to know that peril is sometimes shrouded in complacency. For all I knew, or for all anyone knew, at any moment, Lady Lowcountry might laugh and mock and challenge us by raising the temperature a few more degrees. With a smirk, she might stoke the humidity to such levels that we wouldn't be able to hold a coherent thought. We could find ourselves walking down a sidewalk in the city, literally unable to go on. It has happened. As it was, my upper lip tasted of salt and the hair on the back of my neck was wet. I was on guard and ready for anything. Or so I thought. I glanced at my watch. It was only 11 in the morning. Every hound dog in Charleston County had surely claimed a piece of shade, including our old black lab Rufus, who was nestled under my lounger. Except for the occasional jumping fish in the surrounding waters, there was not a sound from nature to be heard. Even the bugs were taking a siesta. So with an ear perked for my boys and an eye on the heat of the day, I was slathered in sunscreen and stretched out on a lounger, wearing blue swimming shorts covered in miniature smiling orange goldfish, just like the snack. I was relaxed and thoroughly engrossed in a legal thriller, and in a weird way, I liked feeling the heat bake my skin, as though it was good for me. I'm getting some massive vitamin D, I thought, and smiled. I was a mere 20 or maybe 30 feet away from the condominium we rented in the Wild Dunes Resort, but I didn't hear Eliza's approach. "Sweetheart,"
You know our lovely neighbor, Mrs. Shannon from Aiken, who's staying in the condo next door?